Amyalis Taran. Along with me, I have Maya Blackwood and Eva Murphy, and this is Spoken You. Lots of people struggle with focusing on their goals. So speaking about what procrastination is, how to train our minds, and looking for signs could help listeners become more aware of when procrastination is occurring.
Procrastination, in my own words, is delaying or postponing something you may not feel like doing, and instead you begin to focus on something else that interests you.
I can totally relate to that.
When I procrastinate, I can find every reason in the book not to do something that I know I need to do.
For me, procrastination is simply when you have a responsibility that you need to take care of and you keep putting it to the side.
On to the next question. Why do we procrastinate?
I feel like I procrastinate either because I think too much about how difficult the task is that I tend to keep putting it to the side, or it's because throughout time, I just become more and more lazy.
I procrastinate without realizing it. One moment I'll say, I only watch one more episode, and the next thing you know, I finished the whole season and my project is still sitting on the table staring back at me.
I feel you, Eva. And that brings up a very interesting point to me as well. The fact that procrastination is like a thief in the night, the way it steals time right from under our nose. The moment that we get off task, time just kind of gets away from us, sort of.
It reminds me of this saying that will always ring true. Time really flies when you're having fun.
So what do you guys think you can do or others can do to stop procrastinating?
I say the most important thing to do is organize and prioritize. Stay organized, have all your ducks in a row, and whatever it is that you need to get done, make that your main priority and just learn to stay focused and resist temptation.
I agree with Eva. I feel like for me to prevent procrastination, I have to become more organized. And instead of thinking of how much work the task is going to take, I should just get it done.
You guys brought up some really great points. Organizing and prioritizing is definitely a great step towards preventing procrastination. While organizing and prioritizing is a good step towards preventing procrastination, it's not a guarantee fix. Even the most organized person can go off track. That's simply human nature.
Let's be honest, we definitely procrastinated in the making of this episode just to have a little fun.
We definitely did. And that's a perfect example of how procrastinating isn't essentially bad. As long as you're responsible with your deadlines, organized, and prioritize, then there's nothing wrong with giving your brain a break. It's all about getting back on track and getting things done.
We all procrastinate and handle it differently. So it's important to find what works best for you. I'm Yalise.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Eva.
And thank you for listening to Our Spoken You.